tonight is a very special ministry that he fulfills in our lives relative to prayer. Here in Romans chapter 8, verses 26 and 27, the Bible says, "Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God." So we know not what we should pray for. Let us pray. Lord, we are grateful that you've given us your word. You've given us the Holy Spirit to guide us into truth, but also, as we see tonight, to help make our prayers acceptable to a perfect and a holy God. For that, we are grateful. And may we get a hold of this great truth tonight, rejoice in it, and live it. And may you speak to us through your powerful word. We give it to you in Jesus' name. Amen. So the Bible says there in verse 26 that he helpeth our infirmities. The Holy Spirit, as we know, one of his names from the Gospel of John is the Comforter. And the Holy Spirit moves in when we get saved. And one of the ministries that he fulfills, if you go to Hebrews 2, please, verse 18, is to help us through our infirmities. He doesn't help us to avoid infirmities, because the infirmities are part of God's plan for our lives, but he helps us through our infirmities. It's important that we understand the difference. Many people preach today that if you get saved, you won't have infirmities, and of course, that is not true. We will, but we have God the Holy Spirit helping us through them. Hebrews 2:18. "For in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted." That word means to help. And so the Lord Jesus Christ, through the person of God the Holy Ghost, helps us when we are tempted. Now, while we're looking at Hebrews, go to chapter 4, verse 15. And it explains even further. It says, "For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin." So the Lord Jesus Christ, again, through the person of the Holy Ghost, understands our infirmities. He went through them, and he is there to help us through them. Praise God that he is there. He is our comforter. Look in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. And God here is referred to as the God of all comfort. Notice verse 3 of 2 Corinthians chapter 1. "Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort." That is the God that we serve. The God that comforts. The God that helps us through our infirmities. So back to our passage. It says there, "For we know not what we should pray for as we ought." So even though we are born again, we still live in a fallen body, and we still have the fallen man hanging around, and therefore we really don't know the mind of the Lord like we should. And so when we pray, often our prayers are, as we read in James, very selfish. God says we don't even know what we should pray for, and yet we're commanded to pray, right? All through the scriptures, we're commanded to pray. Look at Matthew 6, verse 8, where God says one of the things that we can rest assured in is that God already knows what we need. So we need to realize that getting what we need isn't necessarily the main reason God wants us to pray, because he already knows what we need. And we talked about this before. God wants us to fellowship with him, and we do that through prayer. And so as it says here in Matthew 6, 8, "Be ye not therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him." You could read a verse like that and say, well, then why should we have to pray? Why does God command us to pray? If he already knows what we need, why do we need to ask for it? Well, because God wants us to pray. How often? Without ceasing. He wants us to be in constant fellowship with him. Another one, Ephesians 6:18, if you would turn there. Ephesians 6:18. Again, all through the New Testament, we're told to continually pray. Amen? We know this. All through the Bible, even. In the Old Testament as well. David said, evening and morning at noon will I pray and cry aloud. In Psalm 55:17. And I mentioned 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. Luke 18:1, he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. All through the Bible, we're told, keep praying, keep praying. Notice Ephesians 6:18, praying always, with all prayer and supplication. But look at this next phrase, in the Spirit. In the Spirit. And watching thereto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So God says, we don't really know what we should pray for as we ought, because, again, we don't know the mind of the Lord. And so he not only, of course, saves us and gives us a new home in heaven and the hope of eternal life and so forth, but he actually moves in, gives us the fruit of the Spirit, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, but even then moves in and helps our prayers to be acceptable to God the Father in heaven before the Holy of Holies in glory. Praise God for that. That's wonderful news. It says there in verse 26, the Spirit maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. It breaks my heart when people try to make this verse talk about speaking in tongues, but so many churches twist it that way. That's not what it says at all, is it? Matter of fact, it says they can't be uttered anyway, so stop uttering them. has nothing to do with tongues. What that's talking about is the Holy Spirit takes our prayers and makes them acceptable to a holy God. Look down at verse 34, same chapter, Romans 8, it says, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. And we know that Jesus Christ, during this age, is performing his high priestly duty on our behalf. So he not only died for us and rose again for us, but now he's in heaven interceding for us. It's beautiful what God has done and what God is doing on our behalf. Hebrews 7:25, turn there quickly, but the Lord Jesus Christ is interceding for us in heaven while the Holy Spirit is taking our prayers and making them acceptable to God the Father in heaven. Hebrews 7:24, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost to come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. So Jesus is interceding while the Holy Spirit is taking our prayers and making them acceptable. Notice verse 27 of our passage. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit. That's capital S. The mind of the Holy Spirit. God is, of course, omniscient. He knows everything. But he knows the mind of the Holy Spirit, who takes our prayers and offers them up on our behalf. Ephesians 2:18 says, for through him we have access by one Spirit unto the Father. So he maketh intercession for us in heaven. Jesus does. The Holy Spirit takes our prayers and makes them acceptable. Verse 27, according to the will of God. When we pray for things, do we know they are the will of God? Not necessarily. And yet we're commanded. 1 John 5:14, turn there. It's a great prayer verse. But what does it say? This is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Well, sometimes we ask for things that are not according to his will, right? Of course, we probably do that quite often. Because again, we're naturally selfish. And so it's the Holy Spirit that takes our prayers and makes them according to the will of God. Praise God. That's good news. Because God is good. Romans 8:32, we'll finish there. We'll be looking there soon. God is good. God is good to His children. It says, He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? O thou that hearest prayer, Psalm 65:2, unto thee shall all flesh come. God hears our prayers. God wants to answer our prayers. But God also wants what's best for us. And He wants our prayers to be in accordance with His will for our lives. Thank the Lord that He also indwells us in the person of the Holy Ghost, takes our prayers, makes them acceptable to God the Father in heaven. Just another blessed ministry of God the Holy Ghost, the silent partner of the Trinity. I say that because Jesus said Himself, He shall not speak of Himself. In John chapter 16, verse 13, He says the Holy Spirit will not promote Himself, speak of Himself. He promotes Jesus. And He works this miracle in our lives as His children. So it shows us even a second reason why the prayers of the unsaved aren't getting through to God. The first reason, of course, is those prayers are not in accordance with and covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, right? So they don't even have access to the Holy of Holies because they don't have the blood of Jesus Christ. But secondly, they don't have the Holy Spirit to take those prayers and make them acceptable to God the Father and in accordance with His perfect will. So hallelujah. What's that mean for you and me? Keep praying. Amen? Pray without ceasing. Don't stop. Keep asking. Keep praying. Keep spending time with God. One day, we won't have to pray because we'll be in His presence. So let's close in prayer. Lord, thank You for Your word and for this beautiful truth, beautiful ministry of the Holy Spirit. I pray that it will just encourage us to continue praying, continue spending that beautiful time with You, and Lord, allowing You to work in our lives. And we thank You for this ministry, and we love You for it. In Jesus' name, amen.